Ollie Horgan, great result and a good performance.
Yeah, you know, we've had some decent performances along the way. I think the point I made earlier on is that, you know, Keenan shot for the first goal, hit the post and went over the line, as opposed to maybe coming out. And that's you needed that little rub of the green and rubber luck to go our way to get you up and running. We've beaten a good side tonight. You know, the UCD will be very difficult to take points off, especially in Belfield. And indeed here, we've been turned over here last year by UCD and comfortably. But like, we haven't beaten, you know, we've beaten the proper side, which is pleasing. But I think the fact that, Keenan's first goal, the strike hit the post and went in, as opposed to maybe his second strike that hit the post and came back out. And you need that little bit of rubber luck to go ahead. And the first goal is massive in this division. And thankfully, we got it. And to be fair, I thought we were worthy winners after that, Mike.
Yeah. And did you take good performances against Sligo and Cork City into tonight's match, Ollie? Because you seemed to hit the ground running tonight. You set the tone early.
I mean, there were two very good results, Dermot. You know, like, I don't think this club has got anything out of Cork in maybe 10 or 12 years, like, you know. And to get a result down there, you saw what they did tonight up in Bohemians. Like, we drew with a very good side in Cork, we bet a very good side tonight, and we drew with a very good side in Sligo. The difficulty is that we couldn't get something. We're losing 4-3, 3-2, 2-1, 1-0, you know, and it's frustrating, you know. The crowd are probably frustrated as well, but we need them to be very, very patient, especially with the young men that are out there. And, you know, they were getting a little bit frustrated there tonight as well, even though we're 1-0 up. We've kids out there. UCD are young also, but we've a lot of kids out there. And we're not going to accumulate points unless everyone is with us, both ourselves, the club, the board, and indeed all the supporters. The majority of them are top class. But we need them to be patient with the young kids that are out there, or else, you know, we may as well go back to the first division now, Dermot, and I mean that. You know, maybe we're going there anyway, who knows? But there's a lot of young lads out there that need a little bit of backing, and they're being backed by us, but we need them to be backed by everybody, Dermot.
Yeah, well, at least the situation at the bottom end of the table is looking a lot better tonight, Ollie, after that.
We're still bottom, Dermot, you know what I mean? Like, it is, don't get me wrong, it's probably disappointing we had to wait so long to pick up 3 points, but that would, and if we have to wait as long again to pick up our next 3 points, we're gone, you know. But to be fair to the group that are in there, even though we lost 10 games in a row, they kept plugging away and fighting. I mean, we lost 4-0 in Waterford with 10 men for most of the game, and they emptied the tank. It could have been 6 or 7 had they not emptied the tank, but people that weren't down there just go and say, well, 4-0, sure, you know, they're not at the races. They emptied the tank down there. Fair enough, we might be at the races with 10 men, but that could have been 7 or 8 with the quality Waterford have, especially at home. But they kept going to the bitter end and kept the score at 4. You might think I'm being negative, but they're a good bunch, and they got their just rewards tonight, albeit 14 or 15 games into it, Jonathan, you know?
Yeah. Well, Keelan McAleer, a special mention for him. 2 great finishes on either side of Nathan Boyle's good strike.
Yeah, there were 3 good goals, put it that way to you. There were 3 good strikes. Keelan could have had 3, to put it that way to you. The key to it was the first goal, you know, and also I think Farrugia had a great chance to equalise very quickly after we scored. Once we kept it 1-0 up, if they had got back in, it would be open season. They could get on and win it because they were a very, very good side. And you saw the quality when they went 3 at the back in the last 20 minutes. They bombarded us and hit the post. They had 2 or 3 great chances. Had it been 1-0 and that going on, it would have been a lot, lot tighter. But it's one game. We've got 3 points and we need to pick up a hell of a lot more to have any hope, Sean.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Waterford and that 4-0 defeat down there. Yeah. They're the next visitors here in a couple of weeks' time now, so you have a bit of a break to your next match.
Yeah, which might be a great thing on the basis that we're going well. You know what I mean? Like, we've got done with the break maybe in the 10 losses in a row, to put it that way to you. Waterford won 3-0 in Inchicore tonight. They're footballers and physically very strong. They're a serious, serious side. They're in Europe for a reason. Or they were in Europe for a reason, put it that way to you. And we need people here to be very patient in that game. Should it be 1-0 down and we can stay in it for the last 20 minutes to back us? And, you know, to be fair to them, 99% of them do. But there's young lads out there, and I'll repeat myself here, that need backing, or else we may as well go back to first division now.
Okay, so what happens, Ollie, between now and that game? You've 2 weeks off. I wouldn't say 2 weeks off from training. I'm sure you get the head down again and start working.
You want us to go on holidays, or is it? No, absolutely not. No, they'll come back in on Monday, and we'll prepare. Well, we'll prepare for Waterford early. They play Sligo next Saturday night. We'll have a look at that as well to see where they're at. And you know, the fact that they won 3-0 tonight in Inchicore, Pats don't get beaten 3-0 by anybody basically at home or away. Like that, Pats bet us comfortably here 2-0. They're a proper side, and people need to be understanding that. You know, yeah, I'm not saying we won't get in the load again. But if we're 1-0 down with 20 minutes to go, we'll take that and see where we can get in the last 20 minutes. But we need everybody, man, woman and child, here to back us through.
Yeah, like on a serious note, 2 weeks off, yeah, but this game tonight comes after you were in Cork on Monday night, and a lot made of the fact you make the journey up there, and then most of your players are back into work the next morning.
Yeah, the lads got back here at 6 o'clock in the morning. I went to work. We all went to work. But that's not a problem. That's part of when you sign or if you coach here in the club, that's what you're up against. And I don't think anybody in that change room is complaining about that. I think what we might have been complaining about is maybe decisions or hitting posts and boards coming out, things that didn't fall your way, but thankfully they did tonight. But we need to kick on from it, and maybe the luck can stay with us for the next couple of months, Jeremy.